It's time to start spending some money on our kids in this state. That's our message. So pay raise for teachers? Yes, please. More money through the funding formulas? Yes, please.
That's a teacher leading the Red for Ed, kind of the social justice warriors. The teachers unions are stepping up their protest, their work stoppages, their desire to demand more money because it's for the kids. Well, yep. It's not the kids who are getting the benefit from the money. It's teachers that are getting pay raises when
and the administrators.
And the administrators, the like, bureaucrats.
Like Mike Looney. And
get paid
Ramsey
more
County.
Money. Now, you've got the same push now that the teachers union, the TEA, and their affiliates are now going to be pushing for a strike in Tennessee. We've seen it in Kentucky.
Right.
We've seen it in Colorado. You're seeing it around the country. This Red for Ed business, which – their red is different than conservative red. Their red is like commie red, Red for Ed, that they're pushing their political agenda, their propaganda agenda. And we're seeing that in Williamson County as well. While we hear complaints and the hue and cry of the lack of money for education, you've got Williamson County schools spending, and Knox County schools and others, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on these training sessions to teach teachers to be better social justice warriors, to embrace the left, the evils of white privilege. And now Williamson County Schools, I know this seems shocking to people. If you're just waking up and you're still a little bleary and still kind of feel like you're caught in a fog because of daylight savings time, listen up. This is true. It's not the Onion. It's not some parody. Williamson County Schools, thanks to the leadership of Mike Looney, the school superintendent, Williamson County Schools are teaming up with the leftist hate group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, to teach teachers in Williamson County how despicable Williamson County is, basically.
Yeah, basically. It's a group that they put this program on called Teaching Tolerance. That's a project of the Southern Poverty Law Center. You can see it right on the website. And, of course, Social Justice 101 is one of the scheduled topics. It's going to be held right here in Franklin at the Embassy Suites May 3rd and May 4th. And our source, a teacher within the Williamson County school system, tells us that many teachers from Williamson County will be in attendance. Five teachers from their school going.
A pretty big facility. So I expect that they're anticipating that they're going to get teachers from Rutherford County and Wilson County and Murray County.
Possibly.
And other
locations. We don't know. We'll find out the details of it. But we know from our source at Williamson County Schools is sending a number of teachers there to learn more about white privilege theory and privilege theory, and in particular, ideas that are exactly the opposite of the, quote, unapologetic American exceptionalism that Governor Lee promised in his State of the State address on March 4th would be what school children in Tennessee would learn.
Well, and I got a text this morning from one of our listeners asking, why isn't Governor Lee stopping this? It's like, wait a minute. You're still buying into the idea that Governor Lee is some Christian conservative who loves America. And actions speak different than words. This is the same governor that put a leftist extremist from UC Berkeley in charge of our schools. But Governor Lee could stop this, but you're anticipating that Governor Lee wants to stop this.
I want to defend Governor Lee here, but he's sort of making it hard for me to defend him on this particular issue. I like what he's done on the education savings account, even though it's not perfect. But on this particular issue, I think the problem is it's not paying attention. The entire Department of Education is not paying attention to the anti-American left-wing propaganda that Superintendent Mike Looney is pushing every teacher in Williamson County to learn through this white privilege cultural competency series that supposedly, by law, the State Department of Education is supposed to approve. They told us, oh, no, we're not going to approve that. That's for the local folks to do.
Well, and part of the problem may be that the governor's communications team has reportedly excluded the Tennessee Star from the governor and his staff and his senior policy advisors from having in the news clips that the governor gets the Tennessee Star. So
he may not know this.
They're not knowing this because, the Tennessee is not going to cover this.
Whoa, wait. The Tennessean on Friday reported breathlessly that there were, quote, racist incidents occurring in Williamson County, unquote. That's what the Tennessean reported on Friday. We, of course, were curious. There was one alleged incident that supposedly took place at Sunset Middle School in Brentwood on January 18th, 2019. So guess what? We wrote a story about it and said, hey, if you were there and you can provide an eyewitness account, call us up. When the phone didn't ring, we knew it was an eyewitness account of this alleged racist incident.
Well, and so the governor and his communications team are relying on the fake news media, the Tennessee
Sounds
and other
like
leftist
me.
Sources,
yeah.
the Nashville Scene, to tell them what's going on. And none of them are covering this. None of them have put forth the video that we broke.
We have it exclusively.
Okay. Now that they could get it. It's not that we've got it and they can't get it.
We just did a very simple Journalism 101 public records request, and by law they had to respond. We got it. We actually, that's module 3 where they focus on white privilege.
The Tennesseans too busy defending Justin Jones and his social warrior attacks on people like Glenn Cassidy. So the governor isn't apparently getting the Tennessee Star in his news clips, and apparently maybe he's just not that capable on his phone of being able to go to TennesseeStar.com like our listeners and our readers are able to do.
You're giving
to find
him a
out
hard
what's
time,
actually
Marshall.
Going on. I don't know that this governor has the capacity to find the news. So it is important today for people to call the governor at 615-741-2001. Write that down, 615-741-2001. Call the governor's office. Now, they're not open yet, so you're going to have to wait till, 8, 9, I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock for this
Could
governor's office.
Yeah.
He's still trying to deal with daylight savings time, so he may still be cuddled in his bed down in Williamson County or over
Williamson
at the mansion.
County. He lives in Williamson County where all this is happening.
Well, except when he's living in Davidson County at the mansion. But,
yeah.
But call him, 615-741-2001. Call him this morning and ask why he thinks the Southern Poverty Law Center taking control of Williamson County schools and the direction of Williamson County schools and the direction of what teachers should be teaching. Ask this conservative Christian governor, self-identified. It's kind of like transgender. He's a self-identified Christian conservative governor. Ask him why teaming up with the Southern Poverty Law Center in Williamson County makes sense for Tennessee schools and Tennessee school children. And when he says, well, I don't know, what are you talking about? Tell him he needs to start reading the Tennessee Star if he wants to actually know what's going on in the state, because his UC Berkeley Commissioner of Education isn't going to tell him. His Bredesen contributor, chief operating officer, who donated to Bredesen to try and block Marsha Blackburn, a conservative, from getting into the U.S. Senate, isn't going to tell him. His chief financial officer, Stuart McWhirter, a Democrat, isn't going to tell him. So the people around him aren't going to tell him what's actually going on in Tennessee. So he either needs to go to TennesseeStar.com and find out, or people need to call him at 615-741-2001 this morning and tell him what's going on.
You know, you're making,
because he's clueless.
You're making Governor Lee's day. I mean, and his entire team, they're actually going to have to deal with this problem that teachers, that school administrators in Williamson County and teachers in Williamson County are going to be teaching exactly the opposite what he told the state, the entire state, on March the 4th was the focus of his administration. That is to teach unapologetic American exceptionalism. That's not what's being taught in Williamson County schools. In fact, it's the exact opposite.
And again, what do you expect when he hires a commissioner of education who learned the left-wing social justice warrior agenda at UC Berkeley?
You mean there wasn't somebody from Tennessee who was, could help with education?
We talked early in this governor's administration when he started appointing people that personnel is policy, and we are seeing it play out in spades here. I mean, it is crystal clear when you appoint the wrong people, you get the wrong results. And here in Williamson County, the school board is answering to and genuflecting to and doing whatever liberal Mike Looney wants them to do. And keep in mind, one of the reasons there aren't many conservative school board members in Williamson County objecting to what Mike Looney is doing is because during the election of school board members a few years ago, Bill Lee and his company, the Lee Company, donated $5,000 to help defeat conservative school board members who might be telling Mike Lee and the Southern Poverty Law Center, not in our backyard. But no, Bill Lee contributed to beat conservative school board members to put this stuff in play in Williamson County.
See, this is the problem that we have in America today in Tennessee. There are certain business leaders who do not understand what's happening in our school systems. They don't understand the serious threat. If you look at why are half of Americans under the age of 30 socialists now, why is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in Congress right now, the 29-year-old ignorant socialist? It's because they've been taught this in public schools around America for 20-plus years, and now that rotten fruit is coming off the tree.
Well, and the behavior you get from people is based on what they know and based on what they don't know. And when they don't know something, most people will say, well, I don't know about that. Either they'll go get educated about it, or they will recognize that they don't know the answer to those things, and they aren't going to try to pretend to know it. The problem isn't what we know. It's what we know that's wrong and what's being taught in our schools. Thanks to leadership like Mike Looney, thanks to leadership like Penny Schwinn, the Commissioner of Education for Tennessee, and the bureaucrats at the Tennessee Department of Education, thanks to them and weak-kneed, feckless Republicans who aren't willing to step up and say, no, the Southern Poverty Law Center has no business in our Williamson County schools or our Middle Tennessee schools or our Tennessee schools. And it's the absence of conservative leadership pushing back against the know-it-all social justice warriors that's destroying our schools.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said better.
We'll be back with more. 615-737-9522. 615-737-9522. Are we too hard on Governor Lee? Should we give him a pass on letting the Southern Poverty Law Center into our schools or not? 615-737-9522.